Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, if you need a playbook, Noble Gold says allocate gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody. Tan the Charlie Kirk Show. Rich Barris joins the program to talk polling, and then Tom Schatz from the Citizens Against Government Waste. As always, you can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Open up your podcast app and make sure you are subscribed, and get your tickets to America Fest. It's amfest.com. AMFEST.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Tom Schatz, president of the Council for Citizens Against Government Waste. Honored to be partnering with them on a lot of different stuff. Tom, welcome to the program. Tom, please introduce yourself to our audience.
Thanks, Charlie, for having me on. I'm Tom Schatz, the president of the Council for Citizens Against Government Waste, which, by the way, was created along with Citizens Against Government Waste following the release of the Grace Commission report under President Ronald Reagan.
Well, very good. Well, Tom, thank you for all that you're doing together. We love partnering. Talk about this last-minute deal. We've been plugging it very generously here. Our audience is really engaged. LowerMyDrugPrices.com. What's going on here? Bernie Sanders is trying to sneak under the surface. Talk all about it.
Well, S-1339 would regulate pharmacy benefit managers who are used by 275 million Americans, who save about $1,040 every year through the lower drug prices that the PBMs help negotiate on behalf of plan sponsors, who are employees, unions, and governments, state and local. Simple enough, it saves money, it's completely voluntary, and Bernie wants to use his legislation to further increase government control over healthcare, one of the few areas of healthcare that's saving money. And of course, we know what government control over healthcare does. It raises costs and reduces choices.
So Bernie attempting, what is the argument that Bernie is making? He never tells the truth. What is his argument to try and change this?
Well, he's claiming that the PBMs don't save money, that they're out there to, you know, as quote unquote middlemen, which they're not. They just negotiate these arrangements in a large volume, which is harder to do for smaller businesses. He would simply get into the middle of this whole process that involves the pharmaceutical manufacturers, the PBMs, the insurers, the employers, the pharmacies. They set it up because it was the best way to save money. Been around since the 1960s, very popular. And it's his way of pushing more government control to eventually full government run healthcare. And some Republicans are with him, unfortunately.
And so Bernie Sanders wants the government to control more of your health care choices. And we know that's a terrible idea. So why did the Republicans in the House pay for this? Is there a special interest that is pushing for this? What special interest group would be pushing for this?
Well, it's unclear why any Republican would support any more interference in health care. So we've been trying to point out to them that this is not something that any fiscal conservative should be supporting. The House, as you noted, has passed a bill with some restrictions on PBMs. We're hoping to stop the Senate from doing the same. We've got a pretty good record so far of keeping Bernie's bill off of the floor of the Senate. But you never know these days. You know, people like to do things and say, oh, I'm lowering your drug prices. But this would do the exact opposite.
Yeah, it's befuddling to me. So instead of lowering the cost of prescription drugs, the reform bill would raise prices on the very same people that they claim to represent.
So what is the call to action here? What can the grassroots do? What can the people do before it is too late?
Well, go to lowermydrugprices.com and you can help by sending an email to your senator. You can contact them directly however you wish and just let them know that you oppose S-1339. Fiscal conservatives should not be voting for anything that increases government control over healthcare and would raise rather than lower drug prices. You know, it's a lot like the other efforts being made to, you know, quote unquote, help people in the country. Obamacare, Inflation Reduction Act. Oh, you can keep your doctor. We're going to lower costs. And of course, the exact opposite has occurred every time the government gets involved.
Yeah. And so we have momentum. And that's the thing at lowermydrugprices.com. The PBMs administer drug plans more than 270. So let's get into the mechanics of it. So let's say I go to a pharmacy and need a prescription. How do these pharmacy benefit managers help average Americans? Get into the details here.
Well, they are, for example, mail order. That's something that smaller operations can do. And by the way, there are I think 65 or so PBMs around the country. There are three fairly large companies that a lot of people are familiar with, but a lot of times a drug that might not be available on your healthcare plan could be made available through the PBMs because of their large network. Some specialty drugs are involved in this. So some independent pharmacies are unhappy about this because they're not part of the network. Of course, if you have a network, everybody has agreed to abide by the same rules and take advantage of the savings. And that's exactly why these networks are set up.
Yeah, no, it's a remarkable thing. So again, just remind our audience, it's lowermydrugprices.com. Is that right? Lowermydrugprices.com?
That's it. Get on there and help just not us, help the taxpayers and help yourself by signing up and letting your senator know to oppose Bernie's bill.
And just in closing, also tell us more about the Citizens for Government Waste, kind of your charter, your mission, the things that you're focused on.
Well, Citizens Against Government Waste and our lobbying on the Council for Citizens Against Government Waste, which is lobbying in this legislation, we were founded by J. Peter Grace and Jack Anderson after the release of the Grace Commission report under President Reagan, who I had the honor to meet at one of the events related to the Grace Commission and CAGW. He called us the People's Lobby, and it's really every day that we think about carrying out the mission that he provided for CAGW and our more than 1 million members and supporters. That we're taxpayers, and we'd like the government to stop wasting our money and be more efficient.
Very good. Tom, honor to be partnering with you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Everyone, check it out, lowermydrugprices.com. That is lowermydrugprices.com. We're getting a lot of emails here. People are saying, Charlie, what's this whole thing with Speaker Johnson and Paul Ryan? There's been a lot of questions about that. Okay, so yesterday, before the NDAA bill, which I'm getting lots of text messages on because I texted a lot of members of Congress. Speaker Paul Ryan and Speaker Johnson were hanging out in the speaker suite. No, look, I don't want to overly fault by guilt by association. I hate that. You know, sometimes people said, oh, Charlie, did you really meet with that person? So you never know what's being discussed, right? So I think the optics are terrible, though. Let's be honest. The optics are terrible because this looks like you're being buddy-buddy with a failed, terrible uniparty speaker. By the way, to add insult to injury, Ryan, can you get this? Paul Ryan on a piece of video comes out and just eviscerates Trump. Paul Ryan comes out, who is a board member of Fox, and he comes out with some of the like most anti-Trump stuff that we've seen. So is he trying to influence Mike Johnson on that? Now, look, part of it is Mike Johnson might be saying, hey, how do I run a conference? How do I schedule votes? Like, it might be some technical stuff. So I'll cut him some slack here, but it doesn't look good. The day after you meet with Paul Ryan, you do exactly what Paul Ryan did when he was there. And by the way, would a phone call have sufficed? Speaker Johnson? He just said, hey, you know, Paul, how, you know, here you are walking out of the speaker's balcony, and it makes you wonder who's actually Speaker of the House. Is Paul Ryan Speaker or is Speaker Johnson Speaker? It makes you think. So here's where we're at. We get the laddered CR. I just want to make sure we're going to be proven right on this. We're going to be totally vindicated. They before Thanksgiving, they punt all the way to January 9th. So they do no spending reforms, no spending cuts, none of that stuff. To January 15th. They're coming back January 9th. So I'm supposed to believe after all this time off, we're going to get this like triumphant consensus to cut spending within 6 days of January 9th to January 15th. The swamp is undefeated, everybody. You got to break the fever. That's why we called, and some people said, oh, Charlie, it's unreasonable. It's never going to happen. Doesn't matter. You got to ask for the order. Got to aim big. They should have had almost no days off. Fine, you take a Sabbath, you know, honor Thanksgiving, whatever. But again, you take almost like the other day I was at a grocery store. Police officer comes up, says, Charlie, listen to the show. I said, Charlie, I was given the opportunity to work Christmas Eve and Christmas, which they get bonuses for and stuff, extra hours, and I'm taking it, even though my kids are from college, but I got to pay bills. I got to pay bills. He said, I think it's disgusting these members of Congress don't sacrifice the way we do. Police officers, people that work in the ER, firefighters, flight attendants, pilots. This whole take 9 weeks off for the holidays or for Christmas, it's like a foreign concept to the working class. The working class has to keep on showing up to work. They got to keep on making sure the planes land, making sure your luggage gets on the plane for Christmas break. They got to make sure the restaurants stay open. They got to make sure the grocery stores stay stocked. I mean, this whole thing of Congress, I'm just not going to work for 9 weeks. It's unacceptable. Speaker Johnson, and you're responsible for this. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk, your exciting news to share about saving babies by providing ultrasounds. Right now, there is a dollar-for-dollar match doubling the number of babies you'll save with preborn. There are babies alive today about to celebrate their first Christmas because of what we did together a year ago at this time providing ultrasounds. And right now, you can save twice as many babies. Maybe you're already wondering about end-of-the-year giving and want to give every dollar, get the most results. Or maybe you just want to know that a girl making this decision deserves the truth, so that next year at this time, she's picking out a Christmas stocking for her baby's first Christmas. It's beautiful to think about. Your gift of $15,000, somebody out there can do it, I'm sure, will provide not one, but two ultrasound machines. $280 saves 10 babies. $28 a month saves a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And right now, any gift saves twice as many babies with preborn. I'm a donor to this organization. We love this organization with the Kirk family. Call 833-850-2229. Full endorsement, amazing people. Click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. Go to charliekirk.com right now and click on the preborn banner. Speaker Johnson's buddy, Paul Ryan, play cut 100.
Historically speaking, all of his tendencies are, you know, basically where narcissism takes him, which is whatever makes him popular, makes him feel good at any given moment. And he doesn't think in classical liberal conservative terms. He thinks in an authoritarian way. And he's been able to get a big chunk of the Republican base to follow him because, you know, he's the culture warrior.
That's Paul Ryan riffing against Donald Trump. By the way, that's just a taste of what he said on CNN. It's hilarious. You know, he's all about classical liberalism. Where are you then, Paul Ryan, on civil liberties, not spying on people, Fourth Amendment protections? Yeah, Paul Ryan, big classical liberal there. By the way, that whole thing, classical liberal, at the root of it is invade the world, invite the world. Obviously, there are some elements of modernity that are great, free speech, all that stuff. But don't call yourself a conservative then. That's a deeper topic for a different time. I want to go to another story here. Getting a lot of emails here. freedom@charliekirk.com. All about the polls. Is Trump really up in all of these states? Let's play cut 49.
The news is not great for President Biden and his campaign. The numbers show Donald Trump leading in both Georgia and Michigan. In Georgia, a state Biden carried by a very narrow margin in 2020, registered voters say they prefer Trump over Biden by 5%. In Michigan, which Trump won in 2016, but Biden carried in 2020, our poll now showing Trump 10 points up. Trump's margin over Biden is significantly boosted in both states by people who say they did not vote in 2020. These less engaged voters favored Trump by 26 points in Georgia and 40 points in Michigan.
All right. So I listened to a prominent podcaster the other day who I like. I'm not going to say who, but you could guess who, and believes that all the polls are an op. And I listened to it with a grain of salt. I said, I don't know about that. Honestly, Donald Trump up 10 points, it begs suspicion. That's not happening. Okay? That's not happening. And this story here from the post-millennial, Trump leads Biden in all swing states, even with third-party and independent candidates. So this could go either way. Look, Donald Trump's support grown and strengthened? Probably. Less about Trump and more just about the state of the country. The country's going to crap. Border is wide open. The economy is trash. Wages are not keeping up with inflation. We're borrowing $2 trillion a year. Trump has a 9-point lead over Biden in North Carolina. That's not going to happen. The Arizona poll was conducted. And Arizona is actually Donald Trump's toughest state, one of his toughest battleground states. Wisconsin voters also threw their support behind Trump, with 45% preferring the former president compared to 41% who preferred Biden. Trump's lead grew with a third-party candidate added in, receiving 40% of the support compared to Biden's 34%. Biden won the state in 2020, allegedly by 20,000 votes, just about. If you look at this story here, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Wisconsin polls were conducted between the 27th and 6th. Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania polls were conducted between 27th and December 5th. They say they have a margin of error of 3 points. So what do these polls mean? Look, I don't trust these news agencies that publish all these different polls because they almost always have a political agenda. The answer is this. So we got to get to work. You got to do the boring stuff. You got to ballot chase, register voters, secure our elections. Because here's the thing. If we look at these polls too much, they're going to sneak up on us and they're going to get their low prop voters out. This very well might also be an agenda by the news media, less about Trump and more about the Democrat base, to try to get the Democrat base to go give more money, try to get the Democrat base off the sidelines. Nothing unifies or animates the Democrat base more than opposition to Donald Trump. It is the connective tissue of the American Democrat Party. I'd love to hear from you guys, freedom@charliekirk.com. Do you think that Trump is up 10 points and we're supposed to believe Bloomberg News' poll all of a sudden? I don't know about that. With the world quickly descending into chaos, the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it's another pandemic or something closer to home, preparedness is no longer an option, it's a necessity. That's where the wellness company comes in. From something innocent and natural like a tick bite to COVID, to the next bioweapon manufactured in a lab, the wellness company's medical emergency kit is what you need to be prepared. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, emergency antibiotics, a Z-Pak, and more, as well as a guidebook to aid in the use of these life-saving medications. The wellness company and their doctors, including Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Reich, Dr. Drew Pinsky, and Dr. Robert Seek, and more, are medical professionals that you can trust. Rest assured knowing that you're ready for whatever the globalists throw at us next. To order this kit, which I use and I have ready at disposal, everybody, I'm not here to give medical advice, but it is the gold standard, twc.health/charlie. That is twc.health/charlie. Enter promo code Charlie for 10% off. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, emergency antibiotics, Z-Pak, and more. The wellness company and their licensed doctors are medical professionals. You could trust their medical emergency kits. They are the gold standard to keep you safe. Again, that is twc.health/charlie. Promo code Charlie for 10% off. See site for details. Prescription may be required. Again, ivermectin, emergency antibiotics. There's all sorts of nonsense going around right now. COVID, RSV, flu. Go to twc.health/charlie. Promo code Charlie. Wellness company and their doctors. Check it out. See site for details. I got to compliment Tucker Carlson. First of all, Tucker's working his tail off right now. I mean, he's doing every possible interview. He's doing Twitter spaces for 3 hours. He's coming to the Turning Point USA America Fest this weekend. He's the launch of the new Tucker Carlson Network. It's perfect timing for him. I encourage all of you guys to sign up, whatever website it is, tuckercarlson.com. We got to sign up. I'm going to do it today or whatever. I try to sign up for all this different stuff. Dennis Prager taught me this. Dennis Prager teaches me a lot of stuff, which is if you use content, and there's an opportunity to give back to that content, you got to become a member, sign up, whatever it takes. People say, oh, it's too much. Hold on a second. Come on. $5, $10 a month. You know, have one less Frappuccino or something. Okay? This whole thing about, oh, it's too much money, it's all this stuff. I just don't buy it. I think that's a bunch of nonsense. Let's play cut 28.
They told you the guys torching Wendy's in 2020 were mostly peaceful. They said that masks worked. They told you the vax was safe. They've tried to convince you that Russia blew up its own pipeline. The corporate media lied too much, and it killed them.
We're driving to see Julian Assange.
Believe me when I tell you.
Wait. I should be boycotting Bud Light.
Fantastic, Jeff.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
TuckerCarlson.com. I could not be happier for Tucker. This is a great platform for him. And Tucker, I think, understands. That's why he says, we're not going to put everything behind a paywall. I'm glad he's saying that, because what Tucker has to say is too important for a paywall. At the same time, you got to pay your bills. The whole model is changing. TuckerCarlson.com. We're going to have Tucker this Monday. He's just amazing. I'm an admirer of Tucker Carlson, big time. Okay, we have Rich Barris. Rich, thank you for coming on the program. Lots to cover. So, Rich, you're going to have to walk me off the cliff here, okay? Now, the recent news makes this less likely, but let's pretend Donald Trump is a convicted felon by Labor Day. It's possible, okay? What does that do to his electability?
Yeah, and just to preface this, they are telling me that this means the trial is not going to happen before the election. But, you know, my job as a pollster is to just decide what people are telling us, you know, it would do. Honestly, Charlie, his lead right now, and, you know, there's a big question about whether it's overinflated, and that's a whole other separate conversation. But his lead right now is big enough where it would basically make the popular vote very close, but it would still give him the edge in the Electoral College. And I don't want to give anybody, false hope, whatever you want to call it. But the fact is, presidential elections are A-B test, and people are going to decide whether or not Joe Biden made their lives better. And when you ask as a pollster a question like that, it's really tainting. It injects a lot of bias. People know what the right answer is. But when they go to the voting booth or when they send in their ballot, they're going to vote for the person they think is a better president because they have two people who served as president and have records. And that's where Joe Biden's in trouble. That's why he's, even with a felony, that's why he's in trouble.
So, yeah, just to be clear, I don't mean to nitpick on words, Rich. You said the trial. It's a trial. There's so many of these things, right? Georgia,
yeah,
we don't know. But this is a federal one. And it seems like the documents case is really getting delayed. They have a sane judge in Florida. That Jack Smith is trying to accelerate it, but they're getting smacked down. This is the Jack Smith case in D.C., which is by far, in my opinion, the scariest, right? The D.C. one is the scariest, and this recent motion is going to delay it past and post the election, which is terrific. Georgia, New York. Now, let me ask you state-by-state polling. What would a Fulton County conviction mean for Georgia voters?
I don't think much. When it comes to the cases, the D.C. case was the one that was politically most damning or had the potential to be most damaging. I mean, we've asked people this before and they tell us, you know, some people do think that, you know, they didn't like what happened on J6 and they do hold the president somewhat culpable to what happened. Whether it's fair or not, you know, is irrelevant. That's how people feel. So that the other stuff people just feel is nonsense. You know, the Georgia, you know, case and the Alvin Bragg case in New York, they just think is ridiculous. Even to the Florida case, when you're dealing with classified evidence, most people do tell us he's the president. He can have whatever he wants. You know, I mean, that's what most people, you know, the January 6th issue, though, Charlie, does bother some people. Whether or not, you know, they'll change their mind as more evidence gets aired, as it has. You know, I mean, people, when we first polled that question, when January 6th was fresh in people's minds, it was really ugly for Republicans and the president, period. And then as time went on, it started to get more mixed. People had more mixed feelings. People learned more about it. But the D.C., I'm with you on the fact that it would be the most difficult hurdle is D.C. because we've done jury research in District of Columbia. Everybody hates Donald Trump in the District of Columbia, and he would be convicted. I mean, there's
no fair trial.
It's
not right.
Yeah.
So let me shift gears. We're short on time, Rich, so let me just shift gears. So I'm one of the few people that thinks that Iowa is going to be a lot closer than what the polls recommend. It just has a tendency to do that. Late breakers. Bob Vanderplatz came out the other day and said, quote, DeSantis has the best organized on the ground operation I have ever seen. He might just be saying that, but there's a lot of organization there, right? Ron DeSantis has pulled off a full Grassley. He's done 99 counties. He deserves praise and credit for that. That is not easy for a governor of Florida to pull a full Grassley in 6 months. It's impressive. DeSantis deserves credit for that. The polls show Donald Trump up significantly in Iowa. Let's just geek out on Iowa for a second. The caucus process is unique. There could be a lot of Trump people that don't show up to the caucus sites because they assume he's going to be just fine. I think that I'm just going to say this. Part of it might be to show Trump up a lot in the polls and then he underdelivers and all of a sudden we have a primary, one that the media has been starving for in the midst of all this stuff. What do you see predict, and if I'm wrong, Rich, correct me. What do you see leading into the Iowa caucus? We're 32 days out from the Iowa caucus.
If this was 2 months ago, Charlie, or 3 months ago, I would say, you know, I would agree with you more on it. But we did just poll it. People can go check it out on Locals or on Big Data Poll. The DMR poll completely mirrors our polling. And it's not just the top level. It's what Seltzer found, what I found, what Iowa State University. Trump supporters are just completely locked in. And caucuses are unique animals. You do need organization. It matters. Trump does have it this time. I think, you know, it's funny because after Bob Vanderplaats said that, I got a call from somebody and they told me, look, Never Back Down was supposed to build a better organization. They didn't. They're kind of borrowing Kim Reynolds's ground game right now. And we've seen candidates try to do that before and then hype up their ground game.
Yeah, like Herschel Walker and Brian Kemp in
that's right.
In Georgia. It's hard to transfer, right?
Charlie Crist, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie Crist tried to do it with Obama. It didn't work out for him, and Rick Scott beat him by 70,000 votes. But I do think that DeSantis is probably going to outperform the polls in Iowa. I do. I just think, you know, how much is up for debate. But there is, you said something that is one thing that sticks in my mind. Trump support, he is doing great with caucus goers who have attended a caucus before, but he's romping it with people who have never been to a caucus and plan on attending a caucus. If those people are telling the truth, it's going to be historic turnout, and Trump actually could outperform because he's in the 60s with this group. If they don't show up and it's cold, folks, or if you don't know how an Iowa caucus goes, it could be snowing. It likely will be snowing in many parts. It's freezing, and people go it, and you don't just, you know, submit your ballot or pull a lever and walk away. You have to stay there and debate. The problem that other candidates have, and I actually think there's a potential that DeSantis could bottom out in some of these suburban areas, because Nikki Haley's people are going to make the case, and she just doesn't have organization to make it as well as she could, but they're going to make the case that he's doing really badly in these other states. And some of these caucus goers, Charlie, tell us they want to win. So, you know, that even people who were looking for an alternative to Trump, what has helped him is this feeling or this general, you know, sense that, oh, he is electable after all. So that hurt a lot of the non-Trump candidates that were making that case. People don't believe it. So, you know, every demographic he led by, there just didn't seem to be a lot of room. You need lower turnout if you're a non-Trump person. You need lower turnout, and you need, you know, traditional caucus goers to really, you know, be the large segment of the caucus electorate. Even, you know, even brought up Bob Vanderplaats, evangelicals are just not listening to him. They're not listening to faith leaders. They want who they want, and they want Donald Trump. He's got a 25-point lead. That's the lead he has right now for a so-called open caucus is the biggest any candidate has ever had in the Iowa caucus, folks. That's historically how big this lead is. So I do think DeSantis has the potential to outperform. I just don't know where he's going to get 50 plus one, Charlie. You know, well, the demographics.
No. I mean, if Trump, no one's getting 50 plus one. If DeSantis were to do well, he would lose by 7, right? I don't think he's going to win. But the way the media is framing it, they would love a sub 10 type thing, right?
And absolutely,
DeSantis has this whole thing that, and he might be, if he's right, I'm telling the Trump team to take it seriously, right? I'm on Team Trump. But they got these, like, caucus pledge cards. They claim they got 55,000 or 60,000. Really quick, 30 seconds, Rich. Is this a bunch of BS? Like, what is this? Caucus pledge cards?
It is. I mean, here's the problem with their argument, DeSantis's argument. One, Trump campaign's doing it too, and they have more. So that's number one. Number two, they can change their mind. These people may have committed 6 months ago, Charlie, and they're being counted in that total 5 months ago, 3 months ago. We have spoken to a lot of people who were DeSantis 4 months ago and now said, you know what? I'm going back to the president. That's how President Trump got above 50 in our poll, above 50 in the Iowa State poll, and above 50 in the Des Moines poll. People already were looking at other options and decided on him. He's winning the late breakers. And those people who sign those commitment cards, they don't owe anything. It's not a legally binding contract.
It sounds like bluster. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. While back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell. and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research. You guys can fact check me. Google and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen and combined with many other essential vitamins to boost your body's cellular function. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells. So if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I use Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. Dr. Mark Ahern said, quote, amazing product, has helped my patients, myself, tremendously. My energy feels like I'm in my 20s again. I love this product. It's Strong Cell. You guys can look up the science, NADH. NAD is the life force that rebuilds your mitochondria. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie, or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155. Or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use Charlie discount at checkout to get 20% off your order. You guys have got to check it out right now. NADH with collagen, that combination is amazing. It promotes longevity. It helps with immune system, mental clarity. So check it out right now. Call 888-596-0155 or check out strongcell.com/Charlie. So, Rich, I want to talk about some things that are potential aberrations in the 2024 election. Non-white voters, what are we seeing? Based on anecdotal on the ground, Rich, I've never seen more blacks, Hispanics, Vietnamese, Cubans come up to me. Charlie, I love your content. I love Trump. I mean, it's unbelievable. You think it's the United Nations that is driving MAGA. What's going on here, Rich?
Yeah, I've been saying for a while that MAGA is younger. It's more non-white. But there is something that's kind of accelerating here, Charlie, and it's becoming this urban-rural coalition, which 4 years ago, I was just saying this, 4 years ago, I never would have thought possible. I would have told people, and I did tell people, that a Republican presidential candidate is probably not going to win the popular vote for a long time. The battle will be the Electoral College, but it's not Republicanism. It is not, I have to say this, it's not Republicanism. You know, Nikki Haley's lead in the polls, in some of the polls, is just ridiculous. That's not real. This is real, this non-white vote shift. It's generational, Charlie. Some of the older non-whites obviously have a stronger connection to the Democratic Party, but the younger ones don't, and their lives stink. That's what they tell us. And their lives were better. Things were just better under Donald Trump. So it's like something has happened. This veil has been lifted, and that you know, that strong partisan connection to the Democratic Party with some of these voting groups that we, you know, have not been able, Republicans just have not been able to break through, that is starting to fracture and crack. And there is, you know, you can see it anecdotally, but we can see it in the polls, Charlie. And I plotted it, put it on a graph. The truth is, it has been happening since the advent of Trump and he came on the political scene. It just was really slow, you know, 6%, 8%, 10%, 12% with black voters. And now it just boomed. I really do think, and some people disagree, but when it comes to black voters, younger black voters, I really think these indictments made Donald Trump relatable to some of these people. They've been looking at an unjust system for many years, and a lot of us didn't pay attention to it because it doesn't impact us. And now that it happened to him, they feel like they have something in common, or they have or at least a common enemy, right? And then with Hispanics, this really is, to me, it's the simple answer. It's the economy. The Hispanics really do care about the economy. And again, As generations get older and new generations enter the political system, they have different rational policy choices and they're looking back. And this is Biden's big problem. He has a guy he's going to run against who also has a record. This, we've never seen this before. It's a Grover Cleveland-like situation where people will look back and say, you know what? Grover did a good job. I want Grover back. Things are a mess. And it's going to be hard for Biden to overcome that, even with these voters. This non-white vote shift is real. It is.
So one of the things I've been trying to warn about is actually how Republicans and Trump are underperforming with 70 plus voters or 65 plus voters.
Yes.
Seniors.
Yes.
Do you see this in the data, too? And what is driving this?
I do. And we broke it down because most pollsters will just put out 65 plus. We began breaking it down 65 to 74 yep. and 75 plus. And among super seniors, Republicans are still doing better. Yep. It looks more like the traditional margin. It's that 65 to 74 crowd. I think, Charlie, they used to be 45 to 64, you know, and now they're just getting into that age bracket. And it's becoming a more Democratic.
Coalition. Let's understand. These are boomers. OK, these are baby boomers.
Yeah.
OK. And I've been trying to warn this for a while. OK, these are largely upper middle class. They don't like the division. And understand, look, boomers have had, you know, an easier life than their kids are going to have. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
Is that right?
You're 100% right. I always try to be fair with them, but they grew up in a very different world and have this feeling that, you know, the United States is always going to be the strongest country, is always going to be the fairest country. This can't happen here. We hear that a lot from that kind of voters.
Time.
And they have money and more security, Charlie. So they're entering a certain period in their life. They don't want to shake up. They don't want even if real change requires unrest or turmoil or some kind of period of, you know, pain to change the status quo. They don't want that. They want their Social Security. They want their retirement and they want to be left alone. So I think that plays to Democrats. And just a warning out there to Republicans, all of these new trends are great for you, but they're also it's turn the world upside down. Those seniors vote. You can rely on them to come out. Some of the other voting groups that Republicans are doing well with now used to be Democratic voting groups, and Democrats needed to make effort to get them out. So when turnout was high, they were happy because they knew they did that. Now, higher turnout is going to benefit Trump, but you guys have got to get them out.
Check out Big Data Poll, everybody. Rich, thank you so much.
All the best, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting. Because life's too short for a bad hire.